Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pangrack.
Welcome to The Call, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And this week's question is, Kevin Van, first of all, congratulations on your retirement. But this week's question is, and it happens in all sports. I mean, as soon as somebody retires, people are like, will they make a comeback? So this week's question is, KVD will make a comeback. Keep our call, Pangrack.
I'm keeping this one.
You believe he's coming back at some point?
At some point, KVD's making a comeback. Listen, you're talking about the GOATs of all time who make comebacks in sports that are physically demanding, where they're physically unable to compete because of all the pressure that they put on their body. And the greatest in all those other sports have come back too. Brady, he made a comeback. MJ, he made a comeback. Now go to KVD. He has all the physical and mental tools to compete at the highest level for another 20 years, at least another 10 years before. I mean, he's like 50 years old. So the biggest hurdle that keeps people, that forces people into retirement or keeps them from making a successful comeback, KVD doesn't have to deal with.
Yeah. Here's where I'll say, I think Kevin Van Dam is 100% retired. I think Kevin Van Dam is 100% committed to this is what I'm going to do. And I think Kevin Van Dam will be successful in whatever he chooses to do in his retirement. Obviously, he's not retiring from the sport. He's all been very vocal about that I'm not going to disappear. You're probably going to see him more at trade shows and things like that, just because his schedule allows. So I think that Kevin Van Dam is 100% retired right now. I believe that
right
that's
now. Yes, what I his goal is. One, right it, now that Kevin Van Dam is 100% retired as well.
I don't think that there's, like, you hear people float around like, oh, he's stepping away for a little while so he can try to get an exemption down. I don't think there's no master plan there. I think his plan is, I've done enough in the sport, and damn, has he ever. He's done enough for five Van Dams. You know what I mean? Like, if you take his career and have five people accomplish what he's accomplished, they're all Hall of Famers. Every single freaking one of them. That's how amazing his career is.
But that's why he's going to make a comeback, because he hasn't rested on his accomplishments. He hasn't rested on the eight Angler of the Years, the seven with Bass, the one with FLW. He hasn't rested on the four Bassmaster Classic wins. He hasn't rested on the 125 top tens. He's always hungry for more in competition. And the one thing that you don't have in retirement is competition.
Yes. So my second point is, yes, I think in time, Kevin, and dude, as his friend, here's what I want for him. I want him to have the life that he wants for him and his family. And I think that I think it is kind of a little gross that as soon as somebody retires, everybody wants to say, well, are they really retired? But that's also the world we live in. We have seen, I mean, dude, Mike Tyson fought last year. Mike Tyson has been retired for 20 something years. He literally had a fight last year. I think Kevin's retired, but dude, he's so much fire in that dude. Like, you spend vacation time with him. Like, you wake up in the morning, it's like, cook breakfast. Now we're going to do this. We're going to play cornhole. And then after that, we're going to do this. And dude, he hates losing. He's so much competitive fire in him. And I think that ultimately, that may drive him back to competition at some point. I mean,
so
for the sport.
You're so wishy-washy on this.
Well, I am in a weird position on this one. I got to be honest, Panger. It's a little strange because I'm going to get a call about this show. My gut says he comes back at some point. My gut says at some point
Kevin comes
back.
I think what makes him the greatest to ever fish competitively, it's that invisible fire. And it was very clear watching him on Saginaw Bay in the final BPT event that flame is still lit, Dave.
But the question is, does what can he accomplish? I mean, there's literally one thing he can accomplish.
He can
there's
beat
only
more
one
people.
Thing he,
no, there's
he can
two.
Beat more. No, but you know what I mean? Like, he owns all the records.
Yeah,
really, the only thing that changes his life is winning the Bassmaster Classic.
No, nothing changes his life at this point. What he's done in the past, there's no tournament that he can win right now that would change his life.
Well, no, not financially, but mentally to be alone, be the winningest pass man. Like
you're talking about for him.
For him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For
him. I don't mean like
two more Angler of the Years and another Bassmaster Classic.
Yeah. Those are the two things that he could do. But the problem is if he comes back, let's say it's 3 years from now and Kevin Van Dam comes back. Now, remember how quick the sport moves. The sport moves so quick. If you look where we were 3 years ago and where we are today, you would imagine it's going to continue at the same pace. Well, can he? I mean, sure, he can win two Angler of the Year titles and he could win a classic. 100% and then he's got all
because
the
he's still going to be around. He's made it very clear that he's not going to go sip Mai Tais on a beach in the tropics somewhere. He's made it very clear that he's going to be involved with product development stuff. So he's still going to be at the forefront of it all. He's still going to be fishing. Heck, he's probably going to fish even more than he used to, because the biggest thing that I've heard what everyone at the top of this game marvels at is how Kevin was able to be number one on the water and number one off of the water. Yeah. Because 99% of these guys struggle when they achieve the ultimate goal of now they're pulled in a million different directions and it ultimately impacts their time on the water because they can't go out for 3 or 4 or 5 days in a row and put their phone away because they have so much stuff going on because of what they accomplished. And then it pulls away from it. Kevin's the only guy, one of the only guys who has been able to stay on the top on the water and on the top off the water. So now he's going to be on the top off the water, but he's going to have more time on the water. So he might even get better, Dave. He might get better than he was.
There's a chance, and it's a little time away. I mean, it fuels
absence
some fire.
Absence makes the heart grow stronger, right, Dave?
It does. It does. I mean, again, I think he's done enough for the sport that he's got the right to do what he wants.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
I would love to see him come back at some point. But ultimately, I'd like to see him just be happy with where he's at. But here's what I will say is for the rest of his life. I said that to him in a conversation a little while ago. I'm like, you have to understand these things are going to be around you forever. It does. You're KVD. Like, I know you're Kevin, but you're KVD. Like a 70-year-old KVD is still going to hear. If he's still retired at 70, people will be like, well, I've heard Kevin's thinking of making a comeback.
Tiger Woods was almost had his leg amputated and they're saying, well, is he going to play in the next one on one leg?
It's true. It's true. Kevin's got all his appendages. I'm sure he'll be, I mean, it's easy for him to come back. Cause he's got all.
He can appendages. Come back. That's the other thing. He could come back wherever he wants to. I'm sure he could go back to the BPT if that's what he wants to do. He has legends exemptions out the wazoo over at Bass, so he can come back to Bass. He can fish wherever, whenever, and whatever he wants in the future.
Is there any risk of him coming back? So let's say we keep talking like he's going to come back and boom, win a couple Angler of the Years. And
no,
win the
I'll say this.
Classic.
Listen, there are some legends. There are absolute legends that are fishing right now. Larry Nixon, David Fritz, Rick Klun, Mark Davis. I don't care if they never catch another fish the rest of their careers. What they did, what they've accomplished is not one bit tarnished or tainted by bad tournaments at this point of their career.
I agree with that.
It's just inspirational that they're still out there. They're still competing at a high level and we're still seeing them, you know, cash checks and compete for wins every now and then.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, nobody's going to remember Tom Brady's last season. So it doesn't matter. But Kevin's also not, you know, if Kevin comes back, he is not coming back just for the experience. There's nothing. Yeah. I mean, he's coming back.
I missed the long drives.
He's coming back to win. It's a puzzling topic. I think it's an amazing, there's part of me also, there's a weird little part of me that says step away now and don't ever come back. Like, and I would have felt even more so if he had just won that final event. Like that winning that final event to me, I'm like,
might be the reason why he comes back.
It could totally be. It could totally be. But then there's also part of me that's like, it's cool to leave that fantasy out there like forever. You know, he stepped away at this age and, you know, he could have done this. Could have.
Dave,
who knows?
If you go back to a previous call from last year, that's why I think Bassmaster Classic exemptions for guys who have won.
Oh my
should
God.
Last longer
really
than
going
one
back.
Year. Should last longer than 1 year.
All right. Go back and watch that show. It was from 72 weeks ago, which, I don't know.
Topic. That's a healthy discussion.
It's a healthy discussion. I'm happy with either, whatever he chooses to do. And I'm excited to see how it plays out. But let us know what you think. KVD will make a comeback. Keep or call? You're keeping it?
I'm keeping it. Yes. Yes is keep. You're calling it out of fear. You're keeping it too? Oh my gosh. We're going to agree.
I'm keeping it.
I like how you did that at the very end.
I'm keeping it. I'm keeping it. Come on, KVD.
Your phone's going to be ringing very shortly.
Let us know what you think. Keep or call.